Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It has been a wild week following the IHSA as it relates to the Illinois Department of Public Health, the governor, Illinois State Board of Education, and the IHSA announcing this week there could be a basketball season. There will be a basketball season effective November 16th, but it's up to the individual school district to decide whether they'll have a basketball season or not. Alan Boucher, the proverbial ball is in the Sherrard School District court, just like the 850 other member schools in the IHSA. It's up to the local schools to decide. What about that?
Well, I feel like it's a dark room and the spotlight is shining on me at midcourt, and I'm looking around and I'm not seeing anybody that's giving me support here. So, you know, I would say that as a school district, we don't know right now what we're going to do. We're going to depend on a board, the board making that decision. However, we'll give the board a recommendation. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to get legal advice. We're going to see what the other school districts are doing. We're going to make a pros and cons list. We're going to look at the science to see what it says about COVID transmission on the basketball court. I do think that the assumption right now is that the students will wear some sort of a face covering, whether it's a gator or face mask, during the game. That's kind of different. And I think there's also an assumption that there will only be 50 people in the gym. And when you consider the players and the coaches and the managers and the trainer and the you know, the referees, you know, that just about takes up the 50. So there probably won't be any fans in the gyms. And, so we're just going to consider our liability exposure, you know, what will happen. If we do have games and someone sues us because they feel like their kid got COVID because of the basketball game, and we'll just have so many different, pieces of information to talk about and to examine to see what our recommendation is going to be. But I would say, I'm favorable toward a basketball season, and I think, you know, the administrative team isn't opposed. I don't hear any contrary, comments about that. But at the same time, we also realize that maybe this isn't going to be in our best interest because maybe we're going to be the only school in the conference that's willing to, or maybe, you know, our legal advisors will tell us that this isn't in our best interest or something. So we're going to be talking about it, thinking about it. And then we'll present all that information to the board and let them make the decision.
Yeah, it's interesting how this played out this week, right? So the governor announces winter sports are going to be put on hold. All right, that was the day before the IHSA met in special session, so it was Tuesday, I think. And then the IHSA on Wednesday announces that we're going to proceed with a high school basketball season, but it's up to the individual schools to determine if it's in their best interest to play. And then last night, the Illinois State Board of Education, we're speaking to Alan Boucher Thursday, so Wednesday night then, the Illinois State Board of Education, I'm quoting a piece of their document, defying the state's public health guidance opens up schools to liability and other ramifications that may negatively impact school communities. Now, the one thing you told me off the air then that kind of provides clarification to this, there's no such thing as liability insurance for COVID-19, and that's probably where the big exposure comes in then for local schools, right?
Yeah, we have a tort fund that's meant to be used for things like lawsuits, and so if we do get sued and the insurance company won't cover us, then we're on our own, and so we would use the money from that tort fund to pay for legal fees to defend ourselves, but also for the payouts afterwards. And so I think what the state superintendent knows that. And so she was just alluding to that, to be careful because, you know, you might have some sort of a legal liability if something bad happens. And so that has to be certainly among the points of conversation while we make that decision.
And I guess the other thing, kind of the rumbling I heard under the surface then Wednesday night, was kind of reading between the lines where they're saying, by them, I'm saying that the Illinois State Board of Education is basically between the lines saying, if you defy the governor's orders and play basketball, then you need to realize there's going to be consequences and repercussions as it relates to state funding, general state aid. Do you worry about that too?
Well, not really. I just can't imagine that they'd be retaliatory like that, especially when it's all about reading, writing, arithmetic, and getting these kids fed and providing a safe environment for them and getting them prepared for the adult world. And if they're going to pull away our money for something petty like basketball, I just can't imagine them doing that. You know, they could do something else too, like four of our five schools are exemplary schools according to the Illinois State Board of Education. Maybe they would pull our exemplary status. And, you know, maybe they could do something like that that's non-monetary. I don't know. I haven't heard that they would. And, but it will be interesting definitely to see what the state's response is going to be if they see that most districts in the state are going to go ahead with basketball.
Well, and I think that's the key issue that I see is it has to be all or nothing in terms of being able to do it, where the majority of the schools in the state are going to have to say we're going to play basketball. So then if there's going to be repercussions or consequences or some type of action from the Illinois State Board of Education, then they're going to have to take action against every school. So, you know, what I'm saying, it's tougher to take action against every school compared to taking action against a third of the schools or a half of the schools or whatever that would play basketball. So, I mean, it would be better if the movement for playing basketball, all schools were on board with it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right, and I would agree with that.
And then just how did you, you know, and I know, well, they say the old adage in baseball, what do they say? If you watch baseball long enough, you'll see everything, I think is what they say. But I guess kind of if you're involved in public education, maybe you'll see everything. You'll probably say, well, amen. Yes, you do. But I mean, this week has been a really crazy week as it relates to the IHSA and kind of the state of Illinois. Just can you kind of sum up how you followed this thing this week?
Well, I talked to the athletic director, of course, and I'm also I receive emails from the Illinois High School Association, and so it's something that we're paying attention. We knew that October 28th was the big key day for us to know about not only basketball but also wrestling, and then, you know, we wondered, are we going to have the season or not? So we were waiting for it, and so now we know what the situation is, and I guess now the next thing is as athletic directors have their Zoom calls with each other, and as we all have our conversations with our board members and our legal teams. What are we going to do? You know, are we all going to band together and move forward? Or are we going to let it go? And I suppose if we let it go, perhaps there's another opportunity in the spring or summer. But boy, the spring and summer is getting pretty crowded right now with all the other sports. You know, they had to invent a summer season and then now pushed a lot of the sports back to spring. So I don't know if there's an opportunity to squeeze basketball in later in the year or not, or just have to let it go completely or move forward with having a regular season.
So kind of to sum up here, and I realize, again, ultimately it's going to be up to the Girard School Board to make the final decision. But as you being superintendent of Girard, as we're talking to you today, October the 29th, you feel good about the Tigers having a basketball season then?
I have a favorable attitude toward it right now. Now, I want to hear some contrary viewpoints, so that might change my mind. But, you know, right now I'm favorable toward it because I really do believe that the safest place kids can be right now is in a school. And I believe that there's very little transmission of the virus at school because we are constantly cleaning everything. We're constantly after the kids about social distance, and they are all very faithful about wearing their face coverings. And so they're washing their hands and they're just doing everything that we are asking of them. And so I know that outside of school, there's very little of that. And so I think that if we follow good science and do the things that are necessary to try to minimize transmission, you know, I'm favorable toward a basketball season. And I'll see what others have to say, and maybe they'll have some good points that I haven't thought about that'll change my mind, but that's at least how I'm going into it right now.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, and this is slightly outside of the situation as it relates to basketball, but when we talk about COVID mitigations, and I was talking about this here locally in Aledo in the Mercer County School District about COVID mitigations, you know, it, from this is just me in my daily life, all right, that COVID mitigations are basically only in full compliance at two locations that I've been to, right? And that's schools, when I drop my kids off at Mercer County Intermediate School or Mercer County High School, and I've been at a few events at Rock Ridge where it's full compliance with COVID mitigations, mask wearing, you know, social distancing. And then hospitals and healthcare facilities that I've been at, full compliance. Now, everywhere else I go, it's a crapshoot. So, I mean, in terms of the, as you mentioned, the COVID mitigations, if people are, and I agree with what you say, if people are really worried about kids and they want to make sure they're following COVID mitigations correctly, basically one of the only places you can do that at is at a public school right now.
Yeah, and we're not perfect. You know, I'm sure there are exceptions or people can take a picture and post it online of it and, you know, a violation of our protocol. But overall, and for the most part, we're getting it done. And we're just constantly have our head on a swivel, making sure that we're trying to follow through with things. And I just think that it's working right now. It may not always work, but I think it's working right now. In fact, if the number of cases goes up, I don't think that's when you go to remote. That's when you reinforce what you're doing at school and keep trucking, because I do think this is the safest place for them.
Yep. Keep on trucking, they say. All right. So any idea yet, when do you think that board meeting will take place to make a decision?
Well, we'll certainly have to have a special board meeting before the next one, because the next one is in, you know, November, I think, 18th. And so, yeah, let's see. Yeah, it's 18th. And so we have to make the decision before then. So we'll probably have to have a special board meeting and be prepared for it. And hopefully the board members will have thought through the issues and we'll bring a recommendation and talk about it and we'll see how it goes.
All right. Got that beautiful new gym floor over there. So hopefully things can move in the right direction and there can be basketball played not only at Sherrard but throughout the state of Illinois. Appreciate the observations today, Mr. Allen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All righty.
You're listening to WRMJ.